From Wayzata, Minnesota, it's Nick Kollerup with us here. And first of all, take me through that touchdown last week and how much fun was it?
That was incredible. I mean, during the play, a lot of my family asked me this too. Nothing was really going through my head, just kind of in the moment. And when I stood up, I realized I had the ball. I was like, holy crap. Then I saw Brett sprint over. The whole team came over. It was awesome.
Wide side to the right. Two receivers that way. The tight end span forward tucked in tight. It's a play action to throw. Kollerup in the end zone behind him. He caught it anyway. Touchdown, Nick Kollerup. His first career touchdown. His second catch of the season.
Did you know that you were a primary target on that play, so you were ready for it?
Yeah.
And then the ball was a little behind you, so do you remember the adjustment that you made? I mean, it was a really good catch.
Well, the route wasn't as good as it should have been. The ball was where it was supposed to be. I was a little bit too far inside, but I was able to just make the adjustment, as you said, yeah.
How much fun, too, you mentioned Brevin, and then others came to congratulate, to have to share that moment with those guys that you're fighting with every day.
I mean, it means the world, especially Brevin. I've been working with him for going on 4 years now, and I mean, even JJ, Quinn, Tanner. It's just, this team really loves each other, and it really shows. Selfless team, and I love it.
Yeah, for sure. We've noticed that too, and I think you and I, when we talked last year in this interview, you talked about that you were kind of using Coe Keeft also as a role model, and of course he's with the Buccaneers now in the NFL. How much of what you learned from him are you now implementing now that you're getting a chance to contribute more often?
A lot of it, and a lot of it from him, as well as like Bryce Witham. Those guys were such heavy blockers, and now that we have Harbaugh, who came as an OC as well as a receivers coach, he's really developing that pass side of the game and allowing me and Brevin to just continue to grow in that. And then sometimes if there's something that I'm not sure on, I'll ask him, he'll give me something, and it really helps develop our game.
As a run blocker, what kind of mentality do you have to have, and kind of take me through how much you embrace that idea too?
This is something Coach said, is you got to play with a little hate in your heart. Not towards anything in particular, just you got to play angry. And I feel like I'm doing that this year.
Have you been able to talk to Coe at all? How's he liking it down there? And did you hear from him after your touchdown?
Yeah, he texted me and Brev. He's loving it. He also got a tackle as a gunner on punt, which was hilarious because he's always a shield here. And now he's a gunner down there getting tackles, which was awesome to see.
Using that blazing speed, right?
Yeah, that white lightning.
For sure. All right, well, let's talk about the season. You're sitting here at 4-0. All of a sudden, you're into the top 25. How is you mentioned the closeness of the team. How much togetherness is that? And what has been the key to this hot start? Statistically, as a team on both sides of the ball, you're dominating everything.
I think it goes back to the work we did in January, not only on the field but off the field. We had a lot of team activities and a lot of unrequired work that we put in as groups, as offense, as defense, as the team as a whole. And I think that has a big part to do with the connectivity, as well as, I mean, when we hang out with the guys. Nobody kind of strays off, does their own thing. We all hang out together.
What do you see from Purdue? What'll a challenge be this weekend against that defense?
They got a good D-line. And right now we're thinking they're going to solo us up on the D-ends, and possibly some linebackers coming down in the box to try and stop the run. So it's similar to what Colorado did, but looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, always a good challenge. Always in the Big Ten. Good to be back home and homecoming, right?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how the fans do with the stripe out.
Yeah, that's going to be fun too, for sure. Hopefully the stripe out works well. And then from a mentality standpoint, each week now, as you win last week, you get into the rankings. How do you guys internally handle the expectations? Because it's kind of changed from maybe, hey, let's prove to people that picked us fourth that we're better than that. Well, now all of a sudden you're, 4-0, and people are like, oh, what do they got now? So how do you mentally handle that added, maybe it is an added stress. I'll let you answer the question.
I mean, for us, we knew what we were in the winter, in January, leading up into spring ball and even through spring ball. That confirmed it. And similar to 2019, I mean, when we got labeled, whatever, 21st, I think, Coach said it, 2 seconds, and we're just done with it. It's like, that's what they think. Now, what do we think? And how do we compare to the game plan that we're going to have to do this week? Every week's different.
And certainly every year is different, but can enough of these guys that you and your teammates were on that 2019 team, can you draw a little bit from that experience to implement into this in terms of just the mental part of it?
I think so. I think in terms of like going into Iowa in 2019, and I mean, I kind of like last year, like Bowling Green in Illinois, just not taking anything for granted, and approaching every team the same every week with the same with the different game plan, but executing that game plan as best you can.
Well, it was fun watching the touchdown last week. Continued success. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, there he is, Nick Kollerup from Wayzata, Minnesota.